This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com.
Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by a new guest today. It's Stacy Nyman. Stacy, good to see you.
Hi, how did you get on my phone again?
Right.
What is this phone call here that just popped up?
Exactly.
It's been a long time.
No, it's not been that long, but it's always so cool to see you, and I feel like I've got to give you the business whenever I see you. And
I know.
In your defense, so you have always been absolutely willing to record at most any time, you know, and whenever I say, hey, you up for, yeah, absolutely. And but like there are sometimes like I put my foot in the bucket and I'm like, she's got a lot going on, got this going on, got this kid going to school, maybe I'll just do this one by myself. And you know, I realize I'm probably making a mistake because you have never said no to recording. So
you are just such a Chris Malik needs way more accolades that he ever will accept or
get out. I'm gonna cut this out.
You better not cut this out. No, I am willing to record and I'm happy to do so because I love it. So
that's awesome. So yes. It's always cool to see your smiling face. And did you have a nice Labor Day weekend? Did you do something good today?
Yes. So we went out to lunch with my lovely in-laws. So Scott's birthday is coming up this week, and then Sophie was home from college for the weekend, so it was a great time to all get together and go have lunch at a family restaurant and catch up a little bit. So
okay,
that was good.
So this is going to be like a double entendre question here. Okay,
yes, go for it.
Did you put the plan together far in advance, or did you put the plan together to go out to eat just like in short notice?
Oh, it was very short notice. Yeah, okay. Sophie said, I want to go out to eat. Do you think that Grandma and Grandpa will take us? And Dad said, let me check. And
and of course, John said yes.
Of course he did. He said, whatever Mother says is what we're going to do. So that worked out well.
That sounds amazing. And we're going to give you just a brief pause here, but that's going to actually lead into our show unplanned, but very nicely. But yes. I do have a follow-up question. So Where'd you guys go for food?
We went to this little family restaurant. There aren't very many left in the Chicagoland area, but we went to one called Dapper's, which is not too far from our house, and it's a family favorite. So
gotcha. So I had insight. You went there.
Uh-huh.
And yes. I texted you immediately. I love coffee shop, diner, yes, restaurants. I love getting like breakfast for dinner, getting, yes, an omelet and whatnot, but I do love coffee shops. They're so full of character, and it's mom and pop supporting small business to like the nth degree, as opposed,
exactly,
to, I don't want to throw no shade on like Applebee's or Chili's, cause they're fine. But like here, it's like, I know the owner, they came over to see me. How are things, right, guys? Good to see you again. So what'd you order? Give me some ideas of the menu.
So I can go around. So Sophie got blueberry pancakes. Char got pancakes.
Okay.
Scott got strawberry crepes.
Okay.
John got the turkey dinner. I got the gyro platter, which I ate all of three bites of, and I'm looking forward to having the rest for dinner. Okay. Griffin and Britta both got grilled cheese. So it's like one of those restaurants where there's like 400 things on the menu.
Yep.
And you get like salad and soup and bread with every single one of them. So you fill up on all that stuff. And then by the time the food comes, you're like, I'm going to take this home.
So it's like our public service announcement. Go find the coffee shop or the diner at your town, because that person needs your business way more than Chili's, yes, or Applebee's ever will. And go and do that. Support them. And like, it's really good. We have like three right by our house here. We have Goldie's Diner, we have Lola's, and we go to one that's called Jimmy's over on Rand Road. But they're all awesome. And like the owner knows us. How bad is that? The owner knows us.
No, that's good. Right? That's good. I love it.
Yeah,
we'll have to
exactly.
try those because I love family restaurants.
Oh, then kid, come on out. Let's go out to
I
dinner.
know, we should do that.
Right? All right. So here's our tie-in in our lead up to our show. And this was genuinely unplanned. So you guys know that when I go to Walt Disney World, that rarely do I actually eat in the parks. And actually, I'm not a super huge parks fan. I like going to the parks, but I like just being immersed in the environment. But I also like eating at Walt Disney World. But I don't want to be that guy that makes ADRs 60 days in advance because I usually know my life about 2 hours in advance. So, I like to make ADRs on the fly, and it's kind of like a game. Like, what's the best ADR I can get on the fly? And recently, we've seen a change in how ADRs book up. And we've noticed personally as a family that we're seeing restaurants show up that we never saw before. And we're seeing some amazing choices for restaurants that we might not have thought to go to before. So I thought what we would do is we talked about this a few shows ago, is that we would take short-term ADRs and kind of blow it up and figure out what we could make for these reservations. So here was the mission. Stacy and I were making reservations for 2 people and 5 people. So essentially a couple's weekend or a family, and in Stacy's case, it's 6 people. So 2 or 5 or 2 or 6. And what we wanted to do was look on the day of for ADRs and for the next day for ADRs. So let's say you're on vacation and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got no reservation for tonight. What can I find on short notice? Or what could I find on short notice for tomorrow? And so that was kind of the job, couples weekend and family, out for it. But what we realized when we started flipping through the app was there are some awesome reservations available. So I think you're going to be pleased. And I think the game has kind of changed as far as when you need to make ADRs, full well knowing there is an advantage if you're staying on property. So let's just state this. So if you make an ADR and you're staying off property, you get 60 days in advance to make that ADR, 60 days from the date of dining. If you're staying on property, you get 60 days from the date of check-in. So even on your 70th day, you could make that ADR because it's valid for the entire length of stay. It's good for up to 10 days. So that's kind of the rule on ADRs. But do you really need to? So that's my contention is, do you really need to, or can you let it kind of just like go with the flow and then the day of or the next day? And I know it's like spoiler alert, we're telling you can make good ones. So we decided to make these reservations. So essentially for the day you're listening, we made a lunch and a dinner. And then for tomorrow, we made a breakfast, lunch, and a dinner for all these groups. And there was no rhyme or reason. It was either a cool restaurant, something we hadn't gone to before, something on the menu that we loved. But otherwise, we wanted to try to eat at these restaurants. So did I get that all right, or did I screw that up?
Yes,
Sometimes I start talking and I get lost in it. So.
and remember, this is a holiday weekend that we're looking at this on too. So, I know that Labor Day weekend is usually probably the slowest of all the holiday weekends, but this kind of keep that in mind that this is during a holiday weekend that we were still able to get these ADRs.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's go and just tackle the day of reservations, like
Sure.
roughly like between a few hours to like 6 hours away from the reservation, and like describe why you picked the restaurant if you
Yeah,
don't mind. So let's talk about two
absolutely.
people first. You go
Yep.
first.
So I did 2 people, and I checked my app at 9:30 this morning. So that would be for today, for everything today. So when I checked at 9:30, I could still get an Ohana at 12:05. So technically, that's still breakfast, but it's at noon, so it's at lunchtime. So I chose that because number one, I love going over to the Polynesian. It's in the middle of the day, so I could have still gotten some park time before that, gone over there for lunch. And I've never been to Ohana for breakfast before. And I love Ohana's dinner, but I know breakfast is a different experience and it's a character meal. So even though it would just be Scott and I, that's magical for adults as well. You'll see kind of I have a little bit of a theme going on with some of the other ones. But they have a really great looking breakfast. It's like fruit, breakfast bread, a breakfast skillet with, of course, Mickey waffles. And then they also have a plant-based version, which is funny because for plant-based, they just have eggs in parentheses and sausage in parentheses. So it's like, that's pretty funny how they did that. But then they also have the waffles and potatoes, and the for the plant-based, you get a cinnamon sugar donut with yours as well. But it's $45 for adults, $29 for kids. Our family tech generally doesn't go for breakfast at Disney World, but I love it, but my husband doesn't. So, you know, he
Double
wins.
bonus.
I
Well,
know.
Stace, here you go. So you get Pop-Tarts for breakfast, and it's like, don't worry, you're going to fill up at lunch. And
Exactly.
if you eat this meal correctly, now we're not condoning this, but this is the reality. If you eat this meal correctly, this could technically take you from lunch almost to like through dinner and maybe just a
Yes.
snack, because there's no way you're going to feel hungry 4 hours from after eating that,
Exactly. Well,
right?
and that's like when I was doing this too, a little side note. I was money was not an issue when we were planning these meals here. Like I did not think about money. And then also, I would never be able to eat all this food in one day
Yeah,
that we're
like tomorrow's reservations. Like, I don't know how I would fit this all in. I'd be
I
in too much
was
trouble.
a little, and I'm like, this is just pretend, Stacey. It's just pretend. You're not
Right?
really going to do this. It's just pretend.
But let's just go and give a shout out to everyone who buys the Disney Dining Plan or the
I
new version
know.
and actually buys like the three meals per day with, like, you spend the entire day going from amazing restaurant to amazing restaurant.
And that could really work. Like, I feel like I could make that work with Scott and I. If you planned out the timing well, like if you went to a very early breakfast and then did lunch at the normal time and then did a late dinner. And I think that that would have to be really the focus of our trip. It wouldn't, and probably only just a couple of days.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted, there's restaurants that I have always wanted to go to that we just never have because they're just so expensive, or you know, we have a lot of people with us. But if it was just him and I, maybe someday that might be something fun to do.
Good for the APs too, so you're not really worried about park time. But if you don't have an AP, if you're there on vacation time with a ticket, this is a bad plan because
Right.
experiences, dining experiences at Walt Disney World take a long time. Try Space
Yes.
220. You know, it takes a long time to get through that experience, and you usually feel pretty full.
Right.
So, you know, it might be breakfast and then a nice long walk, and then lunch and a
Yes.
nice long walk. So,
Yes,
okay.
exactly.
So I too was at 9:30. Mine was made at 9:38 to be specific. Not that I'm trying to go and be specific, but I want to give you an idea. So at 9:38, I could grab a 12:25 reservation at Olivia's Cafe. And Olivia's is found fairly frequently as far as availability. But what I like about Olivia's Cafe, especially with a couple, is it's not amongst the hustle and bustle. It's not like Liberty Tree where you're sitting, you know, elbows right next to somebody else. It's quieter. You have to go to Old Key West with intent. And my thought was you'd go there, you'd have your meal, 12:25 for lunch, then you get on the boat and you take the boat to Disney Springs for a nice like shopping experience. But like Olivia's Cafe, they literally went and their brunch option. So bear in mind, this wasn't really lunch. I kind of cheated here and kind of mixed breakfast and lunch.
As
They
did
just,
I.
Stacey, they just said screw it. They didn't care what they put on the menu. Listen to this option here for brunch. They literally offer banana bread pudding as an
Oh my
entree.
gosh,
As
shut
an
up.
entree. Hang on. Topped with Bahamian banana rum syrup, creme, coconut whipped cream, and served with your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham. They didn't
Oh
even
my
care.
gosh.
Screw it. We're just gonna put it on the menu.
That is the best.
You're gonna order it. And then, but I've also noticed this trend. So if you look at, so that price is $16. The Caesar salad with shrimp is also $18. Shrimp and grits is 24 bucks. The let me see here. The Olivia's breakfast or the Sombrero Beach omelet is $16 or $17 respectively. Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to like blow people's minds. The pricing for Disney food recently, it doesn't seem that bad. If you've been out to eat with your family and you've looked at the cost of menu, what did your gyros cost today, Stacey, at the restaurant? Do you remember what it
It
was on the menu?
was really good. It was like $13.
Okay.
So that's not normal in Chicago.
Yeah.
Usually that would be at another restaurant, probably $16 or $17.
There you go. So you're eating at Olivia's Cafe, and everyone's like, oh, Disney pricing is so over the top. Like the world's pricing has changed. Think about this as you're listening. What was the most recent restaurant? Heck, what was the most recent fast food order? And how
Yeah,
much did
for
that
real.
cost you? And then now let's just say you went to Olivia's and you either had DVC or an annual pass or some form of discount. That omelet just cost you like $14. My neighborhood coffee shop omelet, it cost me $14.
Yes.
So,
Well, and they give you a lot of food too. So I mean, if
yeah.
you're not just going, if you're going back to your resort, oftentimes you'll have leftovers also, which you would not have at a fast food restaurant.
So I never thought I would say this, but like shout out to like Disney pricing for their food. It's like not unreasonable. So I was pleased by that to see that the pricing of a food wasn't over the top. But anyways, I've been to Olivia's a couple of times. It has always like been a good one. It's never been like that was really disappointing today. I've
Right.
always left the thing and
I do like Olivia's a
there
lot.
was a good meal. All right, so I tell you what, let me do this. How about if I go to dinner first and then I'll bring it back to you for your dinner option? And at 9:40 a.m. this morning, I made a reservation for two people. Check this out. California Grill at 5:05 p.m. What's the chances of getting a
Wow.
California Grill reservation at 5:05? Now, I too, Stacy, I didn't care about money, so I would probably afford California Grill. Well, let's say this. I might afford it if it was two people, but I'm not doing it if it was five. But what's the chances at 9:40 for a California Grill reservation? I didn't even look at the menu, but I know the menu is a good menu, and I know the view and the ambiance is part
Yes.
of the experience there. You can go and eat at 5:05 and you're done before the fireworks, but you can come back if you have the receipt and see the fireworks. But I thought that was a really good reservation to obtain
That is
on like a 7 hour notice lead time.
day
So,
of that's crazy.
right? Where'd you pick for dinner?
All right, I picked Amare. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Amare, and it's at the Swan. I
Okay.
picked it because I
The
just
Swan
haven't really,
Reserve. The
yes,
Swan
Swan
Reserve.
Reserve. Yes, I picked it because I haven't heard a lot about it. And there were tons of times open for ADRs. So this might be a good place to check out. It is signature dining, so it is on the more expensive end. But it's a Mediterranean themed restaurant with Mediterranean food, specifically some place that I was looking listed as Greek food. But there's a lot of flatbreads and things like that. The most expensive thing on the menu was rosemary grilled beef tenderloin, which sounded really delicious. That was around $60. And then there's a Mediterranean dip option, which was pita bread, fresh grilled pita bread with three different dips as an appetizer. So that's kind of reminding me a little bit of the Sanaa bread service light version of it. I was really excited to look at their desserts, but they didn't have any desserts on the Disney website. I assume that they have desserts though, but there just weren't any listed. But I'd like to go there just to check out a brand new restaurant that I've never been to or seen before. So
Well,
that was
Stacy,
fun.
let me jump right on top of that because that's where we're going for dinner tomorrow. Was Amari at 9:58. I made a 5:30 reservation for two people for tomorrow at Amari, and I saw the same thing. But their salads, they have salads for 14,
Yes.
16, $15. And the flatbreads at $20 look good. They have mahi mahi for $40. And as well, at the Swan Reserve, I've not been inside the building. I want to see the building. I want to see what the restaurant looks like. It looked really good. Now, that menu, it may scare people away because it was a little steep. You know, if you weren't getting a flatbread, if you were
Right.
getting something like the Florentine, you know, steak, you know, the Bistecca al Fiorentina, it's $65. So it might be a special
Yeah.
occasion rather than bring the whole family to. But it looked good to me too. It was on my list. So we're going there
Well,
tomorrow.
that's funny because tomorrow night I'm going to California Grill. So we switch places there.
Nice. Nice. All right. Where did you go for let's say lunch with your herd of people today?
Yes. So we
Okay.
did. So now the next set of reservations is for my family of six. Now,
Okay.
here's the thing. I also did this at about 9:30. And at that point, same day of, there were three breakfast options available for a party of six. And that was Steakhouse 71, Akershus, and Trattoria Al Forno. So I could still get breakfast same day for a huge party. So that's pretty amazing. But I did not go with any breakfast options.
That's amazing, considering that six is bigger than the usual family gathering there.
Exactly.
Okay.
I did Crystal Palace, a lunch at Crystal Palace at 1:15. $59 for adults, $38 for kids. I chose that because I had never been there for anything besides breakfast before. And I, it's just like I, for some reason, character meals just make me so happy. So, even though people like kind of dog on them as being not the best quality of food, it just for me it's the experience, and it just brings me happiness. So money's not an option. So the six of us are going to Crystal Palace. On their lunch menu, salads, ravioli, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, vegetables, prime rib, shrimp creole, and then assorted desserts. So I could find a very nice lunch in that mix of food there.
Stacey, Crystal Palace was the first place that when Lucille and Jude went to their first time to Magic Kingdom, that was like the reservation that we look forward to. That was the one we built up to, was to go to the Crystal Palace.
Yes.
So yeah, all right. So today, 9:45, I made a reservation at Sanaa for five people at 1:15. So only 4 hours lead time, I was able to get Sanaa for five people. And 1:15 is a good time. It's not like 3:30 lunchtime
It's
or
a
something,
good time.
right?
Yeah. And
So
you can request those seats by the windows and you can see the animals, because at nighttime you can't see the animals at the windows, but during the day that's a great time to go.
you've been to Sanaa, right, Stace?
Yes.
And you know the I know it's like, oh, that's an ethnic menu. It's amazing. Just give it a
It's
chance.
really good.
Get the
Yes.
bread service. Get two bread services because you really don't care about carbs, you know. And I promise you, with all the dipping sauces they bring you, the food is amazing. It's
Yeah, it is,
really
but it's
worth the
really good.
experience. It might be a little more expensive than you want, but I mean, we're talking a matter of a few bucks. If you eat at, frankly, at quick service, you're going to spend 10, 12, 14 bucks anyways. So if you spent 20 bucks to sit down, it's worth it anyways at that
I
point.
do. I feel like Sanaa is always kind of a reasonably priced meal. And I'm a very picky eater, and I can always find things at Sanaa that I enjoy. And I mean, if you ask nicely, I'm sure that they would be fine with you having bread service and splitting an entree too, because I mean, it is a lot of food. And it's just, I really enjoyed, I've enjoyed every time that I've been there. So.
Now, when you look on the My Disney Experience app, you mentioned, you know, Sanaa's got, you know, obviously everything's inspired by the Taste of Africa, but things like Paradiso 37 and even Jiko there, you know, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the ones that have more eclectic tastes, let's say that, those reservations are usually easier to get
Yes.
because they're speaking for, you know, it's like, oh, well, what will my son who just likes chicken tenders, what is he going to eat? It's going to be a hard menu. So if you are into dining with unique tastes, you're going to be in luck because they're available. But again, I wouldn't even
Absolutely.
consider that for Sanaa because Sanaa's menu is really good no matter what. And maybe it's got curry, but it's a taste you should be exposed to anyways at that point.
Right. And I
All
do
right.
feel though that also Disney does do a really good job on those more on the fancier menus to always have something that is less fancy for people, you know, or they're more than happy to talk with you about your tastes and to find something that you will like. So don't be afraid to ask questions and to ask for substitutions. Worst they can say is no, we can't do that. So.
Stacey, have you looked at the menu for Paradiso 37 or Haleo? Have you looked at the menu yet?
Okay, so I'm trying to think. I
They're both at Disney Springs. One's by Chef Andres.
yes.
I've tried to look at the menu and I've tried to say, we can do this. I can't pull that trigger. I just can't pull that trigger at that place. It just, there's.
Is so funny.
So I've tried. But anyways. All right, where are we going for dinner with your herd
Okay,
tonight?
so we're gonna continue with the character theme,
She's going to
and we're
Paradiso
going.
37.
I know. Well, no, we're going to Chef Mickey's. I have
Okay.
never been to Chef Mickey's. And
No.
Chef Mickey, no, because the thing is, like, we usually, when we go on trips, when we are eating in restaurants, we'll usually pick one restaurant a day to go to. And some days we'll, you know, we might skip some days. So it's always kind of on the list, but it usually gets bumped by something else. And then when we've gone and done this game while we were there, like, let's see if there's something available. Chef Mickey's is never one of those that pops up as available. So I was excited to see it pop up day of. And so I had to take it. And it's an 8:15 reservation. I thought that would be good after the 1:15 lunch at Crystal Palace.
Heck
Maybe I'd
yeah.
be hungry by then. But $62 for adults, $39 for kids. That was a little bit steeper than Crystal Palace. And then focaccia, salads, carving stations, shrimp, pork, house-made mac and cheese. That sounded really interesting. And then lots of good plant-based options. And then assorted desserts, but they specified the warm apple crisp. So it's like when they're specifying a dessert, that's probably going to be a good one.
The Nymans are consuming 8,000 calories tonight.
We are. Yeah,
They're gonna
exactly.
make.
It's basically this entire
They're
2 days
gonna
worth of meals. Yes.
break. Wear the stretchy pants. But so I'm gonna make you proud because this restaurant that I pulled for today, I look for it. This is how weird I am. I literally look for this reservation specifically for this restaurant. When there's no trips planned, I look to see, oh, where can I get this reservation? It is my single hands down most favorite restaurant on property. You know where it's at, Stacy? Do you know where it's at? You probably don't.
Is it
It's
the one
okay
on
if you're wrong.
the boardwalk?
Nope.
The city, whatever that is, the City Works or whatever?
Oh, Big River Brewing.
Yeah, that's
No.
what it, where did it come with City Works from? Is that even the name of any place?
Yes,
Anyway, you know what
there's
I was talking about.
Stacy. There is a City Works, and that's in the west side. East side of the Springs.
Okay.
It's by
Oh, good.
Splitsville. Yeah. Sebastian's
Okay.
Bistro at Caribbean Beach.
Yes.
Single, hands down, my favorite location at Walt Disney World. I've eaten there twice now. And eat the second meal, I was like, okay, the second meal is not going to be nearly as good as the first. Maybe it was just beginner's luck or I was just infatuated by it. It was freaking better. It was better than the first time. I was the obnoxious person that as I was eating, you were hearing sounds coming from me. It was as I'm eating my food. I was that obnoxious person. So 9:44. So you have two options. You could either be the old fogey at 4:50 p.m. or you can get a 7:15 at night. So I'm gonna go with the 7:15 at
Yeah.
night for my family of five. But hands down, my favorite restaurant on Walt Disney World
It is
property.
really good.
Oh,
And
it's
it's a
so good.
nice and it's a nice environment. It's, a nice little walk to get there if you're taking the Skyliner or anything. So
Stace,
I
it's
like
cheap.
it.
It's
It
cheap.
is. It's very reasonable.
It's like between $36 and $39 minus your DVC discount. It ends up being like 30 something dollars. Go to a nice restaurant at your house. And if you order with the mojo pork and the steak and the chicken and they love it. And there's also this new fresh sustainable fish, which was the best fish I ever had. And they have a vegan option and that's just as good. So when Lisa and I went for the vegan option, it's so good. So good. And then of course the waiter's like, oh, would you like the vegan option for dessert? And it's like, no, don't offend me.
No.
I want the pineapple. It's pineapple like bread pudding with like
Yes, it
vanilla ink.
is.
Oh God. It like slap me silly. It's so good.
It's
So
so good.
if anyone wants to buy me a gift certificate, I'll take a Disney gift certificate in the price of family of five for Sebastian's Bistro. You can send it
There
to
you
me.
go.
All right. So that was for the day of. So we had Crystal Palace. We had Chef Mickey's. We had Sanaa. We had Sebastian's. We had California Grill. We had Olivia's. We had a lot of amazing options for the day of. Now, let's pretend like it's for tomorrow. We're going to go through the same exercise just to show you. And you're already seeing, like, man, I really don't need that 60-day out ADR. You don't. Character, fine dining, buffet, intimate, and fun over at Olivia's. You don't need the 60 day out. So, okay, let's talk about 59 days out. Let's compare. Let's go to the next day, Stacey. What do you got for
Yeah.
breakfast?
So these reservations I checked at 3:15 in the afternoon for the following day. So these are
Okay.
going to be less than 24 hours. And if you remember, they have the rule where you need to cancel your reservations within 24 hours or you get charged if you don't show up for them. So that's also a good little strategy if there's something that you really, really, really want that you couldn't get it 60 days out. Check to see if they have it within the 4 hours as after people have canceled those. So you're gonna be very surprised by my breakfast for Scott and I. We went to Garden Grill, got an 8:30 a.m. reservation.
Nice.
At breakfast, it's $42 an adult, $27 a child. For this one, it's because I've heard so many amazing things about the cinnamon breakfast loaf and the cheesy potato casserole there. I've heard that those two things are just amazing. And the rest of the menu is like right up my alley: eggs, Mickey waffles, grilled flank steak, which I thought was interesting for a breakfast option. And for the plant-based, they had again the eggs in quotation mark, and then they had the Impossible breakfast sausage and some plant-based Mickey waffles. So it's like it's a very diverse menu. And also 8:30 breakfast reservation at Garden Grill. That's pretty good for the night, the afternoon before,
That's a
for
choice
two of
time.
us.
That's like a prime time breakfast option.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really good. You mentioned earlier about Steakhouse 71.
Yes.
So I was grumpy when they took the wave of American flavors out of the contemporary. I always enjoyed eating at the wave, but I've not eaten at Steakhouse 71, obviously, because it's Steakhouse 71. But their breakfast option is different. So I made a reservation at 9:48 for 9:45. So my reservation is a little bit later. It's 9:45 tomorrow at Steakhouse 71. And there were just a few things in the menu that I noted, and I said, that's a really good deal. Again, the omelets are about $16 or $17. The Steakhouse 71 seasonal pancakes is $15. Walt's prime rib corned beef hash is $18, which sounded good. But the one that really made my like, there's two. There's a Floridian Eggs Benedict, which is two poached eggs with crab cakes and hollandaise sauce. So if you like crab cakes, that sounds really good. And the avocado toast. Stacey, you like avocados? I love avocado toast.
Me
Avocado,
too.
toasted sourdough bread, caramelized onion jam, and breakfast potatoes. Guess how much? Give me a price.
I'm gonna say $22.
13 bucks.
That's amazing.
It's freaking cheap. It's
I know,
cheap,
that's great.
right? So
And the
steak.
atmosphere at that restaurant is, a lot of people say that they don't like it. We went for dinner last two marathon weekends ago. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. It was a
Yeah.
nice atmosphere there.
So I guess that also shows you, tastes are subjective. What one person likes, when one person doesn't, we know we're joking about Sebastian's and the ambiance here. But if you're reading like reviews, don't get too caught up in reviews. Oh, Tony's hometown, oh, it's terrible, yada yada. You might like it, and it's always worth a
Exactly.
shot. I guarantee
Exactly.
you that Disney did not staff and open that restaurant to disappoint.
Right.
That
Exactly.
was not their intent. Their intent's to make sure you enjoy the meal. So, regardless of what people think, it's always worth a shot. Even if you think, well, maybe I shouldn't. Like, there's going to be a Paradiso 37 reservation in my future in Haleo, but I just don't know when it's going to be. But
Right.
try it. I guarantee they're trying to put their best foot forward. They're not trying to make you upset. They want to make sure that you enjoy
Exactly.
your experience. But 13 bucks, Stace,
That's
for an
really great. That's really
amazing
great.
deal. All right, where are you going for lunch?
We are going to Le Cellier at 12:35,
Okay.
because I love Le Cellier. I love the atmosphere. I love the menu. We don't go very often at all, so it'll be, I think it'll be a really cozy date for Scott and I. But the reason I love it so much is because of the Canadian cheddar cheese soup. It is just phenomenal. And I love that they have that during Food and Wine too. You can just go and get a cup of it during Food and Wine. So I've done that quite a few times and didn't have to get the whole reservation. But also I don't know if I've ever not looked at the New York Strip, but the description of that is really interesting. They said Canadian cheddar pretzel bread pudding, garlic, peppercorn, butter, caramelized onion. And I usually get the fillet. So I think the next time I would have to try the New York strip, because that sounds really interesting.
Stacey, embarrassing Disney confession. I've never eaten at Le Cellier. Well, of course,
Well, it's
if you
a
look at the menu, it doesn't
steakhouse,
work with
so
me. Yeah, it doesn't work.
exactly, yeah.
Same thing with Yachtsman. I like to walk by it, but I have never eaten there.
It's
Okay.
just like it's really a nice, I just like I love the atmosphere there. It's a really cool environment to be in.
They've
So
got to have a fish, though. I'm sure they have
I'm
a
sure that
fish.
they do. I'm sure that they have something they would have to. So,
Cool.
yeah.
All right, so at 9:37, I made a 12:30 reservation for House of Blues. And you're like, Chris, they have House of Blueses in your neighborhood. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But like, we have one in Chicago, or we had one in Chicago. but their menu is really cool. Their menu is like themed really well to the House of Blues. And I've always wanted to attend, and I believe they still host the Sunday Blues brunch.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that too.
Yeah, exactly. But like my vacation always ends beforehand, so I never do that. But anyways, I got a 12:30 House of Blues lunch reservation. And not that I'm, you know, gonna, you know, drum this horn, you know, drum this horn, beat this horn again, but like the price for lunch, really good. Like an Impossible Burger, $17 minus your discount, like $15 for an Impossible Burger. Edison's Impossible Burger, $25. So even locations that are close by each other, the pricing is not uniform between these restaurants. They are different. But things like the Voodoo Shrimp sound amazing. The Cajun Chicken Pasta, I have people in my house that would love that. They had me at Shrimp Po' Boy. They have a Shrimp Po' Boy at $19, and I'm a fan of a Shrimp Po' Boy. But yeah, it sounds really good and it's affordable. So not that I'm trying to save money with the two of us, but just looking for new experiences, this one definitely hit the bill. Now that side, Splitsville, House of Blues, the City Works, where you're mentioning, you know, doesn't get a lot of traffic. You know, that traffic stays towards the World of Disney and the Christmas shop and you know, where else can we say the Blaze and the Paddlefish area? It stays right there by, but it doesn't get to come down to the west side there, you know? Right. So, but got some really cool options. Yeah. I didn't pick Splitsville, but look at the Splitsville menu too. That's a really cool menu at Splitsville.
It is really cool. And people really like that. They, when people do try that, they always have good things to say.
Cool. Where are you going for dinner?
I'm going to California Grill.
Tell me why.
Because we've never been there, and it's one of those things where the menu, for the cost that it is, the menu just hasn't really been a draw. But I do want to do this one day because I feel like I should. So I'm going now that I have the money, and this is just pretend. So I'm doing it's $89 for the 3-course dinner. $39 for kids. First course, I'm getting the heirloom tomato salad. I'm not a sushi fan, so I went with that. The second course, I'm getting the cast iron grill pork tenderloin. I did want the steak, but since I had steak for lunch, I figured I should give a little bit diversity. And then for dessert, the white chocolate cherry creme brulee. So I actually could get on board with those. So those sound amazing.
You know what? The Nymans are eating well on vacation.
Uh-huh. You know? We are. Especially when just pretend.
Did you bring your Tums? Do you have your Tums?
Oh, I'm 45. I always have my Tums.
Well, since you're eating California Grill and we already, you know, jumped the shark there, I'm eating at Amari at this point.
Because we don't want to eat together. I mean, that would have been too convenient.
We go to the same places but on different days just to avoid each other. They're, again, we mentioned they're flatbreads, but you know what also caught my eye was that menu really seemed, I don't want to use the word fancy, it sounds like it's a boring word and it's an old-fashioned word, but I also saw the kids spaghetti for $13.
So I saw that too.
When you bring your kids, sometimes it's like, oh, your kids can get the sustainable fish of the day. And like, there is no kid going to eat the sustainable fish of the day. Like not a chance. What do you sell, 3 all day long? So, but like the spaghetti, you're going to sell that spaghetti. So I know at least Beatrice might be like, well, this is just me and Lisa, but she'd be okay with going to a place like this. Great flatbread options. So yeah, I'm in. All right. Last one for our herd, 5 people and 6 people. Where are you going for breakfast, Ace?
So my breakfast is at Akershus, and it's at 8:35. I was able to snag an 8:35 the day at 3:15 the day before for the morning for 6 people at a character meal. So that's really great. 53. It's an expense. This is probably why. This is not what you were saying about affordability. $53 for adults, $34 for kids for breakfast. But it's a princess meal. It's the experience. And my family's Scandinavian. So it's, I think we've been once or twice before for not for breakfast, for like lunch or dinner or whatever. And it's been always a fun experience. But they have the pastries with accompaniments, which is where you're going to probably find the Norwegian based foods. Like they'll have salmon and all that kind of stuff out during that pastry section. And then there's like the normal fruit, potato casserole, eggs, bacon, sausage, and then Norwegian waffles, and I'm wondering exactly what those are. I know what Swedish waffles are. They're a little bit thinner, and they're shaped like it's in like a heart shape. They're really cute. I'm wondering if Norwegian waffles are the same thing, or if it's just Mickey waffles in the shape of like Elsa or Anna or something
Yeah,
like
exactly.
that.
Well,
Sven.
if you're listening right now, you can relate to this. So when Stacey was talking about the value of breakfast, nothing's worse so than paying for that price and having your kid eat like three blueberries and like one scoop of
Yes.
like eggs, and like it literally like makes you want to tear your heart out. But on vacation, there's a different version of all of us than the vacation than the version that we are at home. Like at home, like my son asked for like, can I get guacamole and a burrito? I'd be like, yeah, if you want to walk home. Yeah, like, no, you know, but on vacation, it's like, yeah, I don't care. Money goes through your hands. So try not to get worked up with situations like that. And I say that as a dad of three, and you know, I'm at the tail end of that as they're growing up. But I've been there. I've spent $40 for breakfast and see my kid eat like three French toast sticks, and I'm like, I'm gonna kill somebody. I'm gonna kill somebody. It's okay. It's the experience. You don't want to let that ruin your meal, because then it's going to ruin your $40 portion of your meal, you know, as well too. So
And just wrap everything up in napkins and shove it in your pocket.
stuff it in
It's
your
fine.
pockets.
It's
Just stuff
fine.
it. All those cheese cubes, put them in your pocket. All right. So I'm going to take you to a new place at 10 a.m. today. I made a 7:45 reservation for tomorrow. And have you probably not eaten here at the Rick's Sports Bar and Grill over at Coronado Springs? Have you
I
eaten there?
have, but not for breakfast. I've eaten there at dinner time.
All right, check out this menu. They got an awesome menu. I didn't know it was this good. They got the Rick's omelet, $18, and that literally contains like everything you want, cheese and meats and mushrooms. They have the dulce de leche French toast, $16, brioche
Ooh.
bread served with their homemade creme, topped with sweet plantains and drizzled caramel. They have big stack pancakes. Check out this cool option. Besides the avocado toast, again with the avocado toast, $14. They have chicken stuffed waffles. So,
Oh.
four Mickey waffles stuffed with chicken tenders and maple syrup, served with herb butter house potatoes, $18 minus your discount.
Interesting.
That sounds pretty good, you know?
Yeah, that does.
So I've not eaten there. I've not even considered it. I was like, I'm not going to go to Rick's Sports Bar and Grill for breakfast. They got a really cool menu.
Yeah, that
So,
seems really good.
yeah, 7:45 tomorrow morning. We're going to take the family. All right, what do you got
Nice.
for lunch?
Lunch, I'm going to Space 220 because I've never been
Okay.
there before and I've really wanted to try it out. $55 for adults, $29 for kids. You get two courses. I chose a Caesar salad for my appetizer and the steak and fries for my entree. And you can add shrimp for $15. I'm going to just go ahead and add that shrimp on there too. So that's going to be a little bonus for me. But yeah, so just the experience. I'd love to experience that.
Is that still like a 3-hour dining program in Space 220?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. And especially with six of us going, yeah, it's going to be a long afternoon.
At 10:01, I made a 12:10 reservation tomorrow for Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Nice.
And the reason you'll notice that with all my reservations, none of the reservations are actually in a park. All these reservations are outside parks. They're in
And
resorts,
that's
so.
funny. I did a lot. I did kind of the opposite, where most of mine I went to the parks. That's
Cool.
really funny.
The Whispering Canyon is only for the experience. If you've not been there before, there's a hooting and a hollering. There's waving of your napkins. There's like a, it's not, it certainly isn't hoopy-doo, but there is a comedic factor to that, you know, but it is kind of chaotic and it's always full. So if you don't make a reservation, now we're literally talking 24 hours in advance. You could make a reservation for five people, middle of the day, 12 o'clock for lunch. Easy peasy. But if you walk up,
Great.
no chance at all. They're going to turn you away and it's a long wait. So make that reservation. But they serve skillets, they serve sandwiches, they serve a lot of different options. But I thought that Whispering Canyon was a really cool reservation for the middle of the day. And then, Stace, for dinner, how about if I steal this one from you, if that's
Go
okay? I'll
for
go.
it.
So at 10:02, I wrote three down. Okay. And
All right.
they're all heavy hitters. First one is Space 220. Space 220 was at 5:25. I was like, awesome. It's a really cool reservation to get. But I also wrote Boma down because I like Boma. And Boma was at 6:10. And the heavy hitter of the bunch, one you can never find, Beaches and Cream
Yes, I saw that too.
8 o'clock, Beaches and Cream. Now it's a little late, but it's hard to find a Beaches and Cream
It
reservation.
is.
24 hours in advance, I found out for five people a late dinner. And I was like, wow, I hardly ever see beaches pop up there.
Yeah, it
So
was still up at, I mean, I don't know if it was that same exact one, but when I looked at 3:15, there was an 8:30, I think, Beaches and Cream for six.
cool.
So, but it was just that one left. So that's
Okay.
really, yeah.
Where are you going for dinner?
I'm going to Tepanetto.
Nice.
That is one that we do look for and would, it's an expensive one. So we love it. It's a great, so that's like maybe one at once every 5 years or something, we'll go do this. But we always look for it and it's never available day of. So I was very surprised to see it for the next day. But we just love that experience there. It's always so fun, especially if you get a really good chef. It's like a dinner show. So
Yeah.
it's really great. My family loves it. Yeah, so.
Okay, so I think what we showed everybody and to ourselves is that there are really good reservations at places that are destinations, not second run, not third run, not well, we'll end up there. There's really good options, families of two, families of five, families of six, day of, next day. So I know that Disney would love to have you make the reservation. And for some people, I do understand this. If you're going to buy like the dining plan, you want to plan out every detail of that trip. And some people enjoy that. And that's cool too. Make those reservations. You're not going to have any worries then. You'll make the reservations you want to make. But if you like to play roulette on the day of and the next day, you're going to walk away with something really cool. Now, you may be kicked out of your comfort zone, which I was the first to went to Sebastian's. It's my single-handed favorite restaurant. In the world. So I would encourage you to try that. But you can clearly see the game has shifted a little bit on the 60 to 80 yards for
It
everybody,
has.
you
Well,
know?
and your mileage might vary. So, especially like Chris was just saying, with the dining packages kind of starting to come out, things might change. Maybe not forever, maybe just for a little while until things die down with that. It might be harder to get ADRs again, but you can usually find something. There's only two things, and I did not like do an exhaustive search. Two restaurants did not come up at all when I was looking, and one of them I was actually looking for, which is Narcoossee's. I've always wanted to try Narcoossee's and I couldn't find it either of the 2 days.
It did. It popped for me. I just
Oh,
it
good.
yeah, it did pop up for me.
So maybe we just maybe
Different
somebody
timing.
canceled or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was Cinderella's Royal Table, which I just kind of was curious about. So though, you know, if you do have something that you really, really, really want, yes, you need to book that as far in advance as you possibly can. But you can find some really great stuff. And have fun ex new experiences by just being open-minded. So.
That was the lead for me, Stace, was what am I going to find today? Or better yet, what am I going to find en route to Walt Disney World? I've got like an hour to go. What's going to be available? And that made it interesting, to figure out what's the best I could possibly get. So
Exactly.
anyways, we hope you enjoyed that. And we hope we may have tempted you to risk fate as well too on your next trip. But like Stacy said, if you need it, make it. It's okay. Absolutely. But, look at the cool things you can find without making those ADRs, just throwing it out there. Anyways,
Absolutely.
if you ever have done this, tell us about what the coolest short-term reservation that you found. By all means, join us in EDCOT, EDCOT. We're going to put a post out. We may actually have a competition, Stace, of like who can find the best short-term reservation in the next hour,
Yeah.
So that'll be some fun there. But anyways, join us in EDCOT. It's our listener group. It's our friend group, EDCOT. We hope to see you there. And for listening today and for making you hungry on your way to work or on your way home from work, we did our job. This is Stacy and Chris. We'd like to wish you a great day.
Bye, everyone.